USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
17 days before the election, President Trump hitting the campaign trail in the battleground state of Michigan.
This election will decide whether we preserve our magnificent heritage or whether we allow far-left radicals to wipe it all away. That's not going to happen. Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, has made a corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of his party over to the hardcore militant left.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with no scheduled campaign events on Saturday. The former vice president was asked about the New York Post story late Friday night.
What is your response to the New York Post story about your son, sir?
I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. Right up your alley. No respect to you on that.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden with nothing on his schedule Saturday. As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country who want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be open up, meanwhile Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues, and particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she no longer has COVID-19. She tweeted on Friday that she is blessed to be COVID clear and posted a photo of her kissing her baby daughter. As far as an uptick in coronavirus cases across the United States, McEnany says...
So we are routinely looking at COVID numbers in respective states. Dr. Birx has traveled the country. She's aware when there are embers and fires, and we address those as they come.
Warnings were made to cities hiding illegal immigrants, and now arrests are real.
The results of a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation targeting sanctuary cities were announced Friday. 176 people were taken into custody by ICE agents in Philadelphia, Denver, New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Seattle. Chad Wolf is acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and says Operation Rise is proof positive that we will never back down from enforcing the rule of law with or without the cooperation of local political leaders. Of the 176, about 140 have criminal records or pending charges, including a 33-year-old Brazilian citizen in Philly whose rap sheet includes aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, and reckless endangerment. In September, Philadelphia police ignored a detainer request and released him back into the community. He's now in ICE custody, where he'll remain pending removal proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.